Okay, we're recording.
Alright, today is Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. The time is 6:32 PM. The chair will call the Human Services Committee meeting to order. Ms. Davis, would you please call the roll?
David Hallman.
Present.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Gabe Newto.
Here.
Angie Montemurro.
Absent.
Excused.
Excused.
Anita Johnson.
Also excused.
David Arrington.
We shall see.
Lindsay Allen and Alicia Skalitsky. They're the Youth and Governance. Nope. Okay.
Agenda item 2, citizen comments. Are there any citizens wishing to speak? If so, please step forward and address the committee in 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record. Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. We can't approve the minutes because we don't have enough people. Can't do executive appointments. Presentation, tobacco prevention and control. Good evening.
Thank you. I'll just introduce you. I'd like to introduce Joyce Erickson. She's our coordinator for tobacco prevention and control. She's been in this position for about 8 years. Yeah, it's been quite a while, and she's done phenomenal work. She started out in Kenosha County, and now she does regional work in Racine and Walworth also. She brought a presentation to the Board of Health, and I thought the information that she had available was important enough to bring here, and I'm sure you'll be real surprised to see what she'd like to share with you, and can tell you about the program too.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
The Coalition rewrote our mission statement this year, and it's three counties working together to educate about the hazards of tobacco use, effects on secondhand smoke, promote cessation, and support youth in choosing a tobacco-free life. Pretty much our focus is on youth because that's where you do the preventive. We have really three parts of our coalition. One is our teen program, which is called FACT, F-A-C-T. And we're keeping the name, but we're changing what the letters stood for. So we're just still at FACT, but we have a nice program over at Harborside Academy, and we're starting another one at Lakeview. And actually, we do what's called factivisms that the teens do out in the community about tobacco. And actually, our gal, my assistant, Jacqueline Siraki, did the most in the state of Wisconsin. So we were pretty proud that we have that kind of program. The other part we do, Wisconsin Wins. Wisconsin Wins is compliance checks at retailers to make sure they don't sell the kids. The Sinar statistics that came out this summer showed Wisconsin's selling rate to kids has gone up horribly. But in Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth, we cut ours by 50%. And we really think the reason is because we get out a lot and do education to retailers and to their staff, because they really don't want a ticket, and they will get a ticket because we work with all the enforcement agencies of the three counties who are on call or go out with us, and they will ticket. And you can ticket both the person who sold and the store owner. And then our other part is our youth. And as I said before, because the average age for first trying tobacco is 11, the age to become finally sort of addicted is 14. 95% of adult smokers said they started before the age of 18. So you see that's where our focus is. We're not about to tell an adult what to do. We all know what we do right and wrong. So, but kids, we can make a difference in their lives. For the first time ever, the first thing our youth are using in tobacco is no longer cigarettes. It's other tobacco products, and that's what I'm going to show you tonight. We call them OTPs. Other tobacco products are your chewing tobacco, the snus, dissolvable, little cigarillos, blunts, because blunts are open tubes. They're blunts, and you can stuff them full of tobacco of your choice, or unfortunately, the drug of your choice is what kids buy them for, and they're flavored. So these are the first thing our kids are using. And what we're doing now, we have, I think you, each of you got one of our posters here. I didn't bring the plates along, but these are plates. And we take these along to show people how the tobacco companies are making the tobacco in the same flavors, the same colors, the same shapes as candy. And in fact, my granddaughter, who's, you know, very aware of what I do, was at my house when I was putting this together. She came walking up, she says, "Oh, wow, you've got all that candy." I said, "No, take a look." And then she started finding the tobacco there. And they know that. And I mean, these flavors are great. I'll tell you, I opened, none of ours are tobacco in there. And as I was opening them up, I kept calling my husband to come in. I said, "You don't believe the smell of this one. It'll be great." It was the strongest grape smell. I can see why it attracts the kids. So anyhow, what we do is now what we call the backpack. And this is for my granddaughter. The object is, there's a kid who spills out some of their stuff in front of the teacher, in front of the parents. And we want you to see how fast you can look. Now, some of these are in packages, and I did that on purpose. How they make their products look and color like stuff. Now here, this is just, you know, breath mints. But here is snooze. When you buy this, it comes, they have little refrigerators. Now that you're aware of it, you'll look next time you go to a retail store. And that's stuck. I want to pass this around for you to smell. What you do with these, they're like little tea bags. You put them inside your mouth here, and that gives you your tobacco. This really isn't one of those sick jokes. It really isn't. And because there's less salt.
Mouth proof.
Thank you.
But no problem. Make sure you put all of them in.
I think one fell in your lap.
Why?
Too.
You want to take them all home?
No. I mean, so you don't.
But there's less salt in there, so you can swallow the spit. And that's what they do. And then they just very discreetly pull it out and throw it away. But what's happening, it's a double use thing now. These are very big on the campus. These are very big with young women, unfortunately. And because young women are under the impression tobacco use will keep them from gaining weight. And that's all proven statistically. It's not, increases your metabolism equal to about 250 calories. That's not even a bag of chips, you know. So, but this is what they use. But see, in a box like this, there you've got that, like this. This looks like Listerine strips, but this is tobacco. It pulls out just like Listerine strips. Put it on your tongue, and you get your nicotine hit. Then you have, you know, the little girl here. She has pencils and all this stuff. Well, yeah, this is her pencil, and this is her little lipstick. Thank you. But this is a cigar, and it's a nice flavor. This is another, you know, grape-flavored one. This one is my favorite, if I have a favorite. Oh, I think, yeah, I'd like to pass that around. That's chocolate. And if you see, it's the size of a cigarette.
Oh, you pull that out.
Boy, does that smell good.
You pull that out, right?
Oh, yeah, pull it right out. It comes in this little package, and that's what attracts the kids, too. They love little stuff like this. I remember being a little girl loving little stuff like this. Mm-hmm. But this is the other one right here that I particularly want to show you, and I'm going to send one on each side. This is the pen that the child is sitting in class and chewing on. Teacher doesn't know, mom doesn't know. But these are hookah pens. See how pretty they are? And the kids can sit in the classroom and they can smoke these. And the teacher doesn't know, and the parents don't know. They wouldn't know. Stuff would roll out. Parents would have no idea. The other thing, these I didn't take out of the package yet because I wanted you to read them too. These are e-cigarettes. And again, you imagine this being held in the hand of a kid. I was a pencil chewer and a pen chewer in class. I mean, I can see a kid. And again, e-cigarettes. As this one here says, no smoke, no smell, no ash, 500 puffs, and this is full of nicotine. And unfortunately, right now, we're not allowed by the state, is not allowing us to go in and try to buy these. And that's a whole other political issue at this point, because they're waiting for the FDA to come down on these e-cigarettes. They're not safe. They're not a safe alternative to quitting smoking. They're full of nicotine. They're full of other chemicals. And one thing they know now is they actually, what looks like steam and that it's supposed to be safe, it isn't. There's carcinogens in it and other chemicals. And many of these, and I don't know if the ones I bought were, are made in China. Yeah. And I mean, this is the same country that sold us baby food and dog food that was bad, and now people are smoking these. And it's become a very serious thing, particularly with our kids, because, you know, smoking actually is an adult habit. I mean, a child experiment that turned into an adult addiction, because rarely do adults start smoking. Kids start smoking. And the manufacturers know this because it is addictive. If, for anybody who's a smoker or was, I was a smoker 36 years ago, but I understand, I comprehend that addiction. And particularly we're against the e-cigarettes because it continues the psychological addiction. And I think that's what a lot of people have, even more than it's that I can't have coffee without that cigarette or a drink. And so that we're really stressing. The important thing too, and I handed out the flyers to show you, these are so cheap. These are 73 cents, these little cigars. You can get a pack of 20 of these for like $2.53. They change the prices, so I don't know. It's that much cheaper than cigarettes. There's a tax in equity. And there is a bill that I don't think we're going to see it get a
hearing.
Thank you. A hearing. But it's a beginning. It'll probably come back in another year because of the tax inequity here. These are being sold so much cheaper. That's why our kids are doing it. And again, yes, we're doing the compliance checks, but these kids get everybody to buy for them their cigarettes, or their, in this case, these, you can't smell them through here, but they smell very, very good. I brought this along too that I wanted to show all you. I picked this up in Montana this summer. I went to the National Chew or Smokeless Tobacco Conference, and there was a company that had these and gave them free. They were so proud of themselves because they said it's a natural chew. It's nicotine-free, tobacco-free, and it's made up of all sorts of leaves, and they have the little packets, and then and of course, there you are, there's that shape, so you're attracted to that shape. It's absolutely nasty. I opened it up and tried it, and the gals at my table said, "Oh, Joyce," I said, "well, how can we talk about it if we haven't tasted it?" And I said, "it's not tobacco. It was just nasty, but for kids, that makes them feel like, okay." And then the next step is chew. And the important thing, like with chew, one, what do you call a little scoop of it, is equal to 7 cigarettes. And that's the other thing that we need to make everybody aware, that these products are still very high in nicotine. And the object is they want to addict the kids. They're very big on social media, on YouTube. You can go in and see somebody showing you how to use snus, or you don't know how. Oh, this is the other thing I wanted to show you. This little thing that mom's not going to respond to at all. She's not going to think, or the teacher. This is a bullet. And what they fill the bullet full of is snuff. And they use snuff to snort, and then it makes them feel like they're doing cocaine or something. And it does give them a high for about a half an hour because it's so strong in that little form. And these little bullets come in multiple colors, all pretty sort of. Now, if a mom or dad saw that roll out of a backpack, they would never guess for a minute a child could sit in a classroom with that, and the teacher would think anything, they wouldn't know. So that's what we're out there doing. We want the teachers to know, we want the parents to know, because the kids already know. We go out and do programs, and we have this stuff out. We have a big board too, plus these plates. And my assistant was stunned. She had a little five-year-old girl came up. She started pointing out all of them. She knew every one of them. So she knew them from her brothers and sisters. And the kids come through, they know what all this stuff is. The parents don't, you know. And this one is one that made me the most angry because it's beautiful. As a girl, I mean, I just see, I mean, this is very attractive. And I can see sitting in a classroom, nobody would guess what they're doing. So that's what we're out there pushing and teaching. Can I answer any questions?
Supervisor Friend?
No, I'm just sitting here going, it doesn't surprise me what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Because I've got friends who, when we were in school, are the only ones that still smoke, and they're the ones that still smoke in junior high.
Absolutely. Well, and our tobacco companies do spend, the latest figure I had, which is old, $264 million in Wisconsin to sell their product. That's 40 times what Wisconsin gives back for programs like I do. So you can see it's an uphill road for us. Every time we think we're there, they come up with something new, so we have to just stay on it. They put the money in there, and they have to. They absolutely have to get the kids, because they're out of business if they don't. Because adults do two things. They quit, they get sick and die. It's that simple. So they have to get the kids.
Supervisor Dodge.
I know when you made this presentation at the health department, I took pictures of those, and I put it on my Facebook page, and my daughter picked up on it right away and sent it to all her friends that have children to say, hey, look through their bags, look for that, because, you know, it's quite obvious that you wouldn't recognize it as something to smoke with. So I think the word needs to get out, and that's scary.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing that. That's how we can use the social media the same way they are.
Yeah.
To get the word out, let people know, so that.
And actually, it made it through my page after you started. It got around and eventually came around to me.
There we go.
Didn't make it to mine.
I was gonna say I didn't get it from either.
And you didn't friend me.
Take care of that after.
Yeah. I mean, no, Rick. It came via your daughter's friends back.
Oh, back to you.
Oh my goodness.
Back to
me. See, so there you go.
You didn't friend him either.
There you go.
I'm friends with him. What else? Yeah.
No. Joyce is at Expo. She goes to all, they do a lot of weekend different fairs and functions to take this roadshow. And she's even had parents say, what do you have all that candy there? I mean, really get upset with her that they're displaying candy. Mm-hmm. And she asks them, come back and take a look at it. We were just strategizing how that she can get the message out to teachers so that they have this awareness of what to watch. And so we were thinking about how we could get that to the schools.
Right.
They have teacher in service days before school starts, so the teachers even have an idea of what these things are.
Yeah. And they have a website called My Big Campus, and a teacher just told us about it today, a retired teacher that's on our coalition, and we're thinking about just doing like a 5-minute tape, and I guess then the teachers can go in and pull it up, and parents can, you know, nothing. All we have to do is say, be aware. We want you to see this. I don't have to do what I'm doing now, but just so they know. Anything else? And if you know of any place that you want a presentation, let me know. I did bring my card. We will go anywhere. We will go to a Rotary Club, a Kiwanis. We've done all those. We'll go to a church. We'll go to a school. We'll go to a private club, whatever. Because the more we get out there and do this, the more, thank you, the more people will be aware of what we do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I had no idea.
Oh, you're welcome.
My friend's daughters are, my friend's kids are all teenagers, so I've heard about it.
It does. Like I said, even our coalition members today didn't see some of this.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Should I take these then?
Mr. Chairman?
Yep. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask, because Chris Weicker did come out for her appointment, I know we don't have a quorum, is there any way that, you know, people here who are here could ask her the question so that maybe we wouldn't have to require her to come out to yet another meeting?
Have a seat. It's not as scary as it looks.
I haven't been on a job interview in a long time.
I've sat at the other end of the table, so I know. Not many supervisors have, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on. I'm on judiciary and law.
Yeah, sure. You,
okay, so although Ms. Weicker...
I mean, you can pull up a chair, too. There's a lot of empty ones.
Fine, I'm done. It's okay. I prefer to stand. I sit a lot. So although Ms. Weicker would be a new addition to the Kenosha County Workforce Board, the Kenosha Achievement Center has been represented on the Workforce Board for many years. As the new CEO of KAC, Ms. Weicker would be replacing the former CEO, Ms. Paula Williams. Ms. Weicker is very familiar with employment and training programming, having 15 years of experience developing work and educational opportunities for persons with disabilities. Ms. Weicker has been attending committees of the Workforce Board, like the KCJC Executive Management Meetings, as well as partner with KCJC on specialized recruitments, like the one being conducted for Meyer. Workforce Board will be very excited to gain her expertise and passion to serve, and of course she's here in attendance for any questions.
Just want to make a comment. We appreciate you coming out with this cold weather.
No problem.
And I guess I want to apologize and from for the committee for the people that are not here that we're not going to be able to vote on it, but we appreciate you coming
in. And if you need me to come back, you can let me know.
There is no need as far as I'm concerned, but we do appreciate that.
I will. I'll do what I used to do in college, because I think if we're going to have someone come, it's only appropriate to do that in respect for your time. So I see it says Autism Solutions. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Is it interesting? Well, Autism Solutions is a separate group.
Okay.
And so we host Autism Solutions at our site. I think it's going to be a nice gateway, actually. The Kenosha Achievement Center, we serve just a variety of folks with disabilities without specializing in one area. And everyone knows the rate of autism diagnosis now is 1 in 88 births. It's going to be a very critical problem for people when they hit the workforce. And it's not going to be just for the people coming into the workforce. It's going to be a problem for the employers and how you accommodate folks with autism, because they typically have pretty high IQs. They just don't interact well with the rest of the workforce, and so how do you make an accommodation and make that work? So having them on site right now and doing the parent support meetings is feeding us a lot of good information about what KAC is going to need to do in the not-so-distant future to help better prepare people. I'm kind of excited that they chose to join us.
Fascinating. Yeah, that was the only thing that jumped out at me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pleased to be asked, so when you can vote,
yeah,
be great. Excited to have a role.
My apologies. If I'd known we did not have quorum, then you know, we would have canceled this to let you do something other than being here.
That's okay. It gets me out of making dinner tonight.
In that case, you're welcome.
Very good.
Thank you, Chris.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Since there is, whether there was anything else, there really isn't anything we can actually do legally, and they have no quorum.
The only thing is it for her to be voted upon? Should we meet before the next county board meeting? Is that?
We do that.
You might not have a quorum. No.
She's attending as an observer up to this point, and we're not under any deadlines at this point in time to have her be an official.
So I don't know if you guys are going to have a quorum. I won't be here for the next board meeting.
No, but I mean, still, I mean,
would it
make sense?
So it could wait till the next regularly scheduled meeting.
That's what I was wondering.
And actually, the next workforce board is for Kenosha is canceled anyways. It's on March 12th, and the state is holding a training in Wisconsin Dells that day. So myself, as well as several of the key staff members, will actually be at the Dells on that day, so we postponed the meeting.
Okay.
So I'll put these back on for the next regularly scheduled meeting.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Committee member comment?
Dr. Foster's a reappointment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roger? Oh, I'm sorry.
And this is for the other supervisors here.
Dude, you might as well sit up here, like, I don't know why you're...
One reason, and I kept thinking about this, trying to read her stuff. I almost want to have it where we do a proposal to have it online so people can type it in, because I couldn't read most of what was up this time.
What do you mean you couldn't read it?
What are we referring to?
Some of the writing on here.
When it printing?
When it got really small.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, we put it online so people can actually type it.
Me, yeah, I'm very pro paper.
As a digital form, essentially,
yes,
that
exactly.
They can just fill in and submit. It's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Is that something we could have some communication with IT about?
Well, those forms go out from the county executive's office.
What?
And to the people, and also be aware that not everybody, especially if you have a lot of elderly people who are being appointed to a lot of our committees, are not computer savvy.
Oh, I understand that, but at least have give the option.
It's a good idea.
You know.
I could bring it up to the county executive's office that you have mentioned it.
I have a larger digital policy that I'm working on. I'm going to work that into that. It's a good
Fine,
idea.
Be that way.
Okay. There's a motion to adjourn by Supervisor Nuno. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Okay, Boyd?
And he thirds it, too.
is there a second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so...
See, I got to go home and make dinner, so I'm like, you know
second
what?
By Supervisor Frederick, all in favor?
I think so. What do you think, Gabe?
Well, I don't know. Make dinner for us, too? No.
Abe, I'm making burgers and mash. So.
Hey, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, we're adjourned, yeah.
Okay.